Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Jose?
Yep.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details as well as pricing. How's your day going?
Not too bad.
Very good, very good. Well, happy Friday to you, just overall here. I know you were speaking with Tara. She is one of our mapping coordinators for the department. She brought me on the line so I can go over the rate reduction with you. But before I just start hitting you with the numbers, did you have any questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime, like details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you?
No, I'm pretty sure I know how it works. I'm just more interested in, I guess, the cost of everything and stuff like that, see if I'm able to afford it right now or if it's something that I'm just going to have to kind of take your information down and get with you guys in the future. So.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, Jose, let me tell you, I mean, the price, you brought me on the line because I can make things along the lines of being very affordable for what we originally charge, of course. But now the pricing, it is offered to you on a month-per-month basis, okay? So you're not going to be locked into anything long-term or annual, but our platinum package or our services require a two-month verbal agreement. That strictly makes us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years, but the only way we're going to keep you comfortable and coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that two-month time frame. Okay, but now the pricing without any of the discounts, I'm waiting for the discount code to override right now to get you that discount that we're promoting today, but normally it runs at $499 with a $199 programming fee. That's what consumers see on our website, but with the discount implemented, it's going to waive the programming fee entirely, and it's going to reduce the cost all the way down to $199 flat. And that would be out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees. There would not be any other surcharges. And the setup fee, that would be waived entirely. So you'd be saving that $300 each and every month because it would be locked in at $199. It would never change or go up on you.
Okay.
Okay, now everything that that's going to include for you is going to get you found as a top recommended option on the front page of Google, but being found as a top recommended option there give your clients the capability of contacting you directly, which helps you generate your own leads, and you wouldn't have to pay any kind of a lead fee that way. Now, in addition to that, what we're also going to provide for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft, the second largest search engine that's used. And then what we would also be providing for you, Jose, is going to be 60 online directories. Now, this is mainly to help your ranking on the front page of Google. These directories that we place you on are the bigger, more popular ones are like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we would also be providing for you is a website. Now, that way your consumers would have something to land on when they're doing that search. The website would be built within 5 business days, and then we also offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it. But on the 5th business day, we send you over an example of how it looks. Once we get your approval, we would then attach to Google, Bing, and the directory submissions. That way, if those are avenues clients choose to do searches for the services you offer, they'd be able to pull you up from whatever platform they're searching from and call you directly, which is mostly important. And then what we also provide for you, Jose, is going to be the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody, they're doing internet searches from their cell phones, right? And the location's always changing when they're traveling. So what we do is we mobily optimize Diamond Eye Landscaping. That way you do show up from anybody searching from any location that they would be, from any kind of iPhone, Android, and any kind of tablet out there. And then we also submit you the voice-activated searches that people use nowadays, like voice-activated searches like Amazon Alexa and, of course, Google Home. So like I said, Jose, when it comes to your online exposure, we're literally going to cover all of your bases. Okay. Now to kind of give you a general idea, you know, Tara wanted me to focus, she told me that you want to focus mostly on like construction and design. So now we would get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. So if anybody goes online, they're typing in like construction and design services, or they're typing in new construction, you know, construction design, any keywords related to a service that you're offering, you'd be found as a top recommended option on the front page of Google. Okay, now are you doing like construction, like landscape design and stuff like that?
Yeah, xeriscaping, anything with like rock replacement or...
Hardscaping and stuff?
Yeah, hardscaping, all of that kind of stuff. That's all the stuff that I do. Even down to wooden fences, replacing or repairing, different things like that.
Okay. So I'm glad you told me that, because if you're doing like the landscape design, hardscaping, you do like cedar fence, wood fence installation and repair, What we can do is get you found for each of those keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if they're typed into the search bar, they'd be able to pull up Diamond Eye Landscaping and, of course, be able to contact you directly. But I do have a question for you, Jose. I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, because they vary, of course, but how many clients would we have to bring you every month in order to offset the price of $199 and make it become profitable for you?
I would say probably between 10 and 15 a month.
Okay, and definitely realistic and doable. I mean, Denver, very densely populated area, but the reason I bring that up is because I did type in just a construction and design services. Now, it shows me all the searches that were conducted in the last 30 days within the Denver area. Now, it shows me right here that there's been just under 1,000 searches done in the last 30 days. It shows me 986. Now, I don't want to mislead you and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 980 phone calls for construction and design services. That's not realistic whatsoever. But the goal is to place your company in front of a large percentage of those searches that are being done. That is something that we can help you with. And the way that we're going to get you that 10 to 15 clients that you're looking for a month is by us going into each individual area, and we program your company in those areas where the searches are being performed. Once we get you found in those areas where the searches are being conducted from, that's going to lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company by those consumers that are looking for that service. And then what we also found out is when the calls do come directly to you by consumers that are out there looking for a service you offer, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job if they're giving you that direct phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on the front page when they're doing that search, of course. And then what we also offer within the program, Jose, is a targeted marketing. So I know the home base for you is in the Denver area, but when it comes to servicing your clients, do you stay pretty local for the most part, or does that really just depend on the job, on how far you decide to travel?
It depends on the job. If there's enough money to be made, you know, I mean, I don't mind traveling, you know, 15 to 20 miles outside of where I normally work just because it's going to be, you know, worth it in the end. If they're smaller jobs, then I prefer to stay somewhat close. That way, I mean, gas, of course, is going sky high, and that cuts down my gas, you know, costs and everything else with fuel and travel. So
that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Well, now the reason I bring that up about the radius, because we're going to allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. We allow you to hand select areas because overall, Jose, it's your area. So you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in, or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here would be to program you into the areas that you like to work in, but also areas mentioned in the banking for your buck. Okay, but again, you know, that's why we offer the services here with a 2-month verbal agreement. It does strictly make us performance-based, but in order to keep you happy and comfortably coming back to us for the third month, moving forward, it's up to us to provide you results within that 2-month time frame. But everything inside of our Platinum package is designed to do just that for our clients. But Jose, with all of the services included along with the website and everything else, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot at the discounted rate so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, so as far as I understand, it's just the $199, and then we move on from there. Or is there anything else that I would need to pay to get started with the program?
Great question. So that $199 would be a locked-in discounted rate. There's nothing extra that you would have to pay to get started. It would always be a locked discounted rate of $199. It would never go up or change on you. And there's no hidden fees or surcharges involved. Either. So it's $199 flat each and every month.
Okay. And that's what I would pay today to get started?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then we would set you up with what we call a client interview. That's when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they'd be going over like the keyword content with you, the areas that you want to be programmed to work in, and also going over small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. And then we walk you through on how to get stuff over to us so we can start building the website for you.
Yeah, that sounds great. I've been trying to figure out what I was going to do for marketing and stuff like that. And I know there's been a bunch of marketing places that have been calling me, but, you know, they want an arm and a leg as far as, you know, $800, $900 to get started, and there's no guarantee for leads or anything like that. And it's not a direct, you know, on Google kind of thing. So I've been kind of a smaller company by myself for the last 3 years and just doing weekend work. Because I also manage a pool company during the week. So now I have multiple workers that are working for me Monday through Friday, and I'm getting to a point where I'm struggling with keeping them going, you know, day after day after day after day. So I'm trying to figure out something to do, and I think this would be a perfect opportunity to line them up with work, you know, week after week.
Oh, absolutely. With all those searches that were conducted in the local area in the last 30 days, this is definitely going to be something that makes you very happy, Jose.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, we've been doing this for 17 years because we are results-driven. It's definitely going to be something that we do make you happy with, Jose. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly on the front page, what I would have to do here on the front end is just verify some information in regards to your company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. Okay?
Okay.
All right. For the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, 720 area code, 757-4695. Would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach one?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. This will get you the little red dot that falls inside of the map showcasing where the area of the business is located in. I found the address listed for your business as 31 Winona Court in Denver. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home?
So that's my home. My business is actually located in the zip code of 80123.
80123? Okay, and then you do have a store. You have a showroom there too, as well.
I don't have a showroom. I basically work out of a little. I rented out a garage space from one of the businesses that are down here, and I pretty much set up a little office area and stuff like that in the garage. That way, I can just have all my tools there, and I mostly use it for storage. But I try and work around that area. That way. Uh-huh. If I need tools or transport things or whatever it is, I'm at least local.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All righty. I just ask because if people have a showroom, sometimes they like that. They like that show. They like people to walk into it, so that's why I do ask. And then also, now the zip code out there, just to clarify, because we never showcase that for the public to see, that will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area you're coming to service them from, but they will know directions to your shop, of course. But to verify the zip code out there in Denver, is it 80219? Is that accurate?
Yes, that is accurate.
Okay, perfect. And, for the account purpose, what's your last name?
Lopez.
L-O-P-C?
Yep.
Okay, and what would be the best email address for your company?
Outdoorsman18@iCloud.com.
iCloud.com. Okay, so let me make sure I do have it correct. I have outdoorsman18@iCloud.com.
Yep.
All right. And then what would be the best what are your hours of operation for the company? I see here on the Home Advisor listing I found when I was doing a search on your company, it says 7 to 6 Monday to Sunday. How do you like them on the front page of Google?
So I typically work Monday through Saturday, and my hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, Monday through Saturday. Gotcha. 7 to 6. Okay, all right. And then also, when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments can you accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for you?
So I haven't gotten a credit card just because I don't have enough profitable business right now to sign up for, you know, a Square D card reader or anything like that since they charge monthly and everything. I don't run enough cards to make that profitable for me. It's not, if I start getting enough work, it's definitely something that I am more than willing to look into, or, you know, getting an app or something that I can take a card, but normally it's a cash or check. I prefer check just so that there's a traceable source of funds.
Absolutely. Okay, absolutely. And then let me add that if you ever want to add anything into the account, like whether it be at the minute when you start accepting cards, if you do, or you want to change any keywords, hours of operation, you can change or adjust anything at any point in time. You just got to let us know you want those changes made, and we can make those changes immediately for you. Okay.
Okay.
And then also, now, when it comes to social media, did you have any of that built for the business, like Facebook or an Instagram?
I'm actually working on that right now. I have my wife, who is my secretary, getting together a Facebook page for me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, beautiful. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you with regards to the account you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Would you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
I'd prefer a phone call.
A phone call, absolutely. Okay, so if we need to get a hold of you in regards to the account, we will definitely send you a phone call. And if you don't answer, we'll leave you a voicemail. Okay, and we'll call back. But also, what I'm doing for you right now is I'm sending over to you via email. You're going to have, when you open it up, you're going to have client support number that's right there at the very top. You just scroll down at the very bottom of the email above my Google credentials, you have my phone number with my extension. That way, each and every time you try to call in, if you want something changed or adjusted, we can, like I said, we can get that done immediately for you.
Okay.
All righty. So give me one more second here to make sure that I sent over to you successfully. And yeah, it shows me that the email sent over to you successfully. That should be sitting in your primary inbox. And the last thing that we would need to do here, Jose, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the program itself, that would be securing the listing at the $199 discount rate. In order to secure the listing today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for your business?
I have a debit card here.
Okay, now does a debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
It is just my name.
Okay, and then the card, normally they read with the 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to start from the left to right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay, it is 5597.
Okay.
6706.
Okay.
2849.
I'm sorry, give me one second here. You said 2849?
Yes.
Okay. The last four?
0185.
And the expiration one year?
08 of 25.
And the little code that's on the back?
599.
And is that card connected to the address of the 31 Winona Court?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second here. What I'm going to be doing right now is we use a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means for you is the card's coded out. But before I do code out the card, I just want to make sure that I do have those digits accurate. So I do have a MasterCard since it does start with a 5597-6706-2849-0185. And then I have August of 25 and 599.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, what I'm doing right now is I'm going to go over a voice verification. It's about 9 seconds long. Now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, that way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you, just feel free to stop me right then and there, and I'll rephrase that question for you. But it is pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jose, this call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Diamond Eye Landscape.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the company.
Jose Lopez, and I am the owner-operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And give me one second here. Now, your payment for the initial term account set up. I'm sorry about that. I totally missed a part on this. So you're in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash, and your payment for the initial term and account setup, that will be charged today's date. That's going to be August 5th, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $199. When the term is completed, the agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the 5th, but it would also renew in that same discounted amount of $199. Like I said, that rate will never go up or change on you, Jose. Now, you may discontinue the agreement, though, at any point in time by contacting client support to prevent charges for the third month moving forward. we had just asked that you contact client support at least 3 business days or before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. Now, what I'm having my finance team do right now is they are going to be running the 199. As soon as that does go through, I'll be letting you know, and I'm also going to be setting you up for that client interview that we discussed about earlier. So give me 1 second here. All right, now while I wait for this confirmation to come through to kill 2 birds with 1 stone, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview while I wait for that confirmation to come back to me. And I'm looking at their calendar right now, and I'm not going to be able to get you in today. Unfortunately, we are booked out. Actually, I do have 1 slot available. Right now, I believe it's around 2:31, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so I would be able to get you in. How does 4 o'clock today sound?
I think I might actually be meeting with a customer at 3:45 today.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to we don't want to disrupt that. So what I'll do here is I'll have to push it out until the 8th on Monday. What time works best for you on Monday? I do pretty much have all day available. There's only 2 spots that are booked up, but I'll let you know. What time works best for you?
The earliest is the best, and it's just, is it going to be a phone call, or how is
it's just a phone interview. Okay, it only takes about 30 minutes or so.
What is your earliest availability on that day, on Monday?
8 a.m.
Let's do 8 a.m.
Okay, alrighty. So let me go ahead, and I'm also going to be sending you over a calendar invite as well, letting you know that this is going to be taking place at 8 a.m. come Monday on the 8th. Give me 2 more seconds here, Jose. And they're going to be contacting you on the 720 area code 757-4695. I always clarify that. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So give me 2 more seconds here while I get that sent off to you. There it is. All right. Outdoorsman 18 at iCloud. Okay, I just pressed the send button right now, so that invite should be falling into your inbox here momentarily. And I do want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local splash team. The 199 did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. That's going to be a profitable service. Now, Jose, I do need you for another minute or two. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah, let me see here.
Yeah, you should have two or three of them. One of them, though, the one that I need to pull up says, like, local splash initial invoice.
Yep, that's actually the first one that popped up here.
Perfect. Okay, so go ahead and actually pull that up for me. And what that's going to do is, about the 5th line down from the top, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So go ahead and click on that, and that's going to take you to another page that says at the very top, local splash terms of experience. That's going to show you that all the services included within the package as you scroll down. But if you scroll all the way down to the bottom for me, Jose, you're going to see in bigger letters where it says cancellation and refunds. You see where it says that?
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead. And right there under that, there's a little checkbox that says I certify that all the card information is true and accurate. You would click that little box right there, and at the very bottom, you would sign your name. Okay, sign it in full with using capitals, so Jose Lopez. But once you do that, once you confirm your signature, it's going to lock you in that 199 rate moving forward, and it's also going to take you to another page that says local splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
I just got to it.
Wonderful. Now, the username, that's going to be your phone number, 720 area code first, 757-4695. The password is going to be created for you and given to you at the time of the client interview on Monday the 8th. Okay, and then once you that's going to be coming to you at 8 a.m. But also, give me 1 more second here. I just got to make sure that everything's sent over to you successfully. Okay, now once you sign your and then the password, like I said, you're going to be able to customize the username and the password when you disconnect with my agents after the phone interview to whatever you want them to be if you choose to do so. That way, nobody else knows what they are. Okay, Jose. Okay. But that's the only requirement that we do have from you today. But I do want to ask before we disconnect for the evening and before my agents give you a call come Monday, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
Just to clarify, I just wanted to make sure that I understood it right. So it'll be, we have a 2-month agreement that I'm going to stay with you guys for 2 months as long as it works out. And then it'll be $199, of course, today from now until the 5th of next month. And then on the 5th of next month in would it be September, you would be drawing out from this account the other $199, correct?
Correct. It'd just be $199 on a month in, a month out basis. It doesn't change or go up on you.
That's all I had to confirm or anything like that. So I think I understand everything from what you said today.
Wonderful. Well, Jose, we definitely appreciate the business and the time and the opportunity to let us earn it. Just if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, please feel free to call in to us. You have our contact information. But other than that, just wait for that call come Monday at 8 o'clock, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
Sweet. Thank you very much.
All right. I appreciate your time. You have a great rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.